Hello, this is Tiffany Magri, Regulatory Advisor at SMARSH, and thank you for joining me for what new RAs need to consider with electronic communications. In today's digital age, electronic communications play a crucial role in business operations. As you embark on this exciting journey, it's important to remember the electronic communications record obligations that come with being a registered investment advisor. With electronic communication serving as the primary medium for collaboration and engagement, RIAs must take extra care to meet record-keeping and supervisor obligations set forth by the SEC. In our recent webinar, Considerations for New RAs, Electronic Communications Best Practices, our regulatory experts discussed key regulations for RIAs, how to get started with electronic record-keeping and supervision obligations, best practices to consider when implementing your policies and procedures. Below is a summary of the critical points, but you can also view the full webinar by clicking on the image below. Rules of the road. The two main categories when it comes to electronic record keeping are books and records and supervision. The Advisor Act Rule 204-2 is the main books and records rule for RIAs. The rule outlines specific requirements for storage, retention, and accessibility of electronic records, such as ensuring that records are tamper-proof, stored in a format that cannot be altered, and that they're available for immediate retrieval in a readable format. The storage requirement is sometimes referred to as WORM compliance, which stands for Write Once, Read Many, meaning that the data is locked down to ensure you have a complete and accurate record of all your business communications. The second category is supervision, which is also known as the compliance rule. These requirements state that you must supervise all your business communication, whether it's email or chat, to ensure compliance. For a slightly more modern take on electronic communications, the OCIE risk alert for observations from investment advisor examinations related to electronic messaging provides additional guidance around electronic communications practices for business communications and how RIAs could comply with books and records rules in the implementation of policies and procedures required by the compliance rule. Here are some best practices to consider. Defining a business record. Take an inventory of how you communicate internally, externally, and particularly with clients. This goes well beyond email into collaboration tools, social media, text messaging, and other messaging applications. Define what would be considered a business record under the regulations. Consider how you will retain, review, and supervise communications over the long haul. Develop robust policies and procedures. Regulators are increasingly looking at customized, thoughtful business decisions and policies and procedures. So it's crucial to make sure that you're right-sizing your supervision and gaining crucial insights into your business as you're going through your review. RIAs should not only include what communication channels are permitted for business communications, but include what's prohibited and how they'll supervise off-channel business communications. Documentation of your supervision review is also crucial to electronic record keeping. Additionally, think through how you'll handle violations and ensure that policies and procedures reflect this. Once your policies and procedures are defined, think about customizing lexicons and reviews for different types of business communications you're engaged with. For example, consider using contextual phrases instead of single word lexicons to identify risk and set up red flags for off-channel communications. This helps ensure that your business communications are supervised effectively. Ongoing evaluations. Features within permitted channels are changing rapidly. Another best practice we're seeing is maintaining ongoing evaluations within permitted channels. Is there a new whiteboard that's popped up in your communication channel? Is there a new feature that you must figure out? Can I monitor this? Can I turn it off if I'm going to prohibit it? When it comes to regulatory obligations, it's important to know whether you're covered or exposed and what communication channels need to be archived to be compliant. It's also crucial to capture everything and let people know the channels or features within the channels that are off limits. If some channels cannot be archived, it's best to find out early in the process. There may be prerequisites, such as licenses or recommendations from InfoSec teams, that need to be considered before choosing a compliance vendor. Historical data also is considered, mainly the cost-benefit analysis and what needs to be archived. Firms should also identify who is required to archive and who needs to be archived in addition to them. Define your goals and outcomes. Defining goals and outcomes is an important best practice when it comes to electronic communications for RIAs. Defining your goals helps you to set measurable objectives, track progress, and make needed adjustments along the way. To get started, figure out why you need to archive electronic communications. Beyond regulatory requirements, there are other reasons, such as storing data longer for internal processes and policies. By defining the archiving goals, you can ensure that you're meeting compliance obligations and making the most of your investment in archiving solutions. Once you have identified your goals, it's important to communicate them to your compliance archiver to ensure they're on board and delivering exactly what you need. This can help avoid miscommunications that could lead to non-compliance. It's also essential to ensure that your business partners understand the outcomes that you need so they can help you achieve success. Audit readiness. A well-defined supervision program should incorporate a centralized platform for efficient message alerting, documentation, reporting, and other compliance-related tasks, ensuring seamless accessibility and tracking in the event of an audit or regulatory request. Firms are recommended to engage in periodic checks and balances for when the SEC visits, but also on an ongoing basis. This includes monthly, quarterly, and other regular assessments to determine whether you're meeting your targets and adhering to your requirements in your WSPs. You should also review each user or channel to determine if you're under-reviewing or over-reviewing any area. It's essential to regularly review policy and lexicon performance, as policies tend to drift over time. This review should include an assessment of your highest hit rate policies. It's vital to consider whether changes to communication channels have occurred over the last year, such as WhatsApp's rapid growth in the industry, and whether you have to adjust your policies accordingly. Managing electronic record keeping requires compliance with various regulations and best practices. By defining what a business record is, developing customized policies and procedures, and documenting your compliance, you can help ensure that your electronic business communications are being recorded and supervised effectively. These rules and best practices can help you demonstrate compliance with these regulations and better prepare for audits and regulatory requests.